With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And the rebound for Westbrook. Finding Bertans running with the left to the reverse. Run out for McConnell. And there's Gafford with the steal. Westbrook back the other way. Looking for Hutchison. Hutchison able to finish. Good defense by Beal. Kept alive, but Westbrook rips the rebound down. Leaves it for Gafford for the big dunk.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Happy Friday, Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ranji with you on BetQL Daily, airing live on the Bet 1430 in Denver, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, Chicago's new home for wagertainment, and 93.1 FM HD3 in Los Angeles. Happy we came back with a Wizards highlight, because that's where I want to start with our guest, Joe Osborne at JTFOZ on Twitter. And he's a sports betting analyst for Odd Shark. I'm going to cover a bunch of things, NBA, Major League Baseball, and UFC, but let's start with the basketball, Joe. I know you've been tweeting about the Wizards. I'm just looking at them in the 10 seed. They're still a threat to get into that 7-8 game. And what we've seen over the large sample size of 18 games and the losses they do have, really close losses, we know they're going to give up a ton defensively, but that is not a team I want any part of in a coin flip situation of the play-in.
Yeah, the Wizards are an absolute blast to watch. You know, people talk about their favorite league pass teams. I love watching the Wizards this season. It took them a while to get it together, right? You have these two players, Beal and Westbrook, each fantastic in certain situations, but also fairly flawed. But they're making it work now, and they're a hard team to go against. And, you know, they did a really good job versus the Raptors last night. They beat the living crap out of the Pacers. The game before that, and they've been an absolute moneymaker here too. I don't know what the exact record is. I think they might be 12-2 against the spread in their last 14, and the losses in those over that time span pretty close, like you said. So a blast to watch, and one of the best moneymakers this season for prop bets in the NBA is the Westbrook assist plus rebounds. It's often sitting there at 24.5. And that might seem kind of high to some people, but he's smashing that. He's blowing it out of the water. So a big-time moneymaker of a team against the spread, and also Westbrook points and rebound prop.
Joe, what do you make of the Brooklyn Nets, who had the lead in the conference for quite a while, and now the 76ers have overtaken them? Brooklyn still has the shortest odds to win the whole thing. So as we are getting closer to the end of the regular season here, entering the playoffs, what do you make of that team now, even with all the injury stuff they've had?
I think Brooklyn is overvalued at minus 120. I'm looking at them right now to win the Eastern Conference. And I kind of compare them a little bit to the Clippers from last season. And what I mean by that is I think they're going to have continuity issues come playoff time. Like, we saw the Clippers last year and Kawhi and Paul George out of the lineup, you know, every second, third game, injury issues with other players. So they essentially had a different lineup, different rotation going out there for the entirety of the regular season. Then they get there in the playoffs and, they just couldn't put it together. And I could see something similar happening with the Nets. Kevin Durant, as we know, he's been in and out of the lineup with injuries for the entirety of the season here. Kyrie Irving just takes a night off whenever he feels like it. And James Harden has been out for a chunk of time too. And James Harden might be their best player based on what he's done this season. So now you're going to throw him back into the mix. That's not always a positive. I do think that the Philadelphia 76ers are being undervalued significantly. Plus 425 to win the East, guys. Those are pretty good odds. And, you know, things to keep in mind with Philly, they've been burned by injuries the past couple seasons, especially when it comes to playoff time. And, you know, Doc Rivers, pretty big upgrade, the head coach for them, too. You know, you can make the argument that Philly's been a little soft in recent seasons. Last year, they couldn't win on the road. This season, you know, a fairly consistent team. And we take a look at Milwaukee, plus 350. Everyone's going to make a big deal that they did beat the Nets in back-to-back games. You know, good for them. But I think when everything's said and done, when we look back on the Milwaukee Bucks and the Giannis era with that team, I think we're going to look at them as one of those teams that's just a good regular season team that can't get it done in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get over the hump in the playoffs, but I'll believe it when I see it with that team.
Good point on the Philly value, because if they beat the teams they're supposed to beat and they're sitting there going into the Eastern Conference final, like, there's no way you're going to get a number like that. And, you know, they should be there. So, yeah, there still seems like an incredible amount of value. Sports betting analyst for Odd Shark, Joe Osborne, with us on BetQL Daily. Joe, anything you like in today's 10 games in the association?
Yeah, I like an underdog and an under-the-radar player prop. So the underdog, I like the New York Knicks there, plus 7 in Phoenix. So when you think of the Knicks, you're probably thinking defense, right? But did you know the Knicks are absolutely shooting the lights out, guys. Over the last 10 games, first in the NBA three-point percentage, second in the EFG percentage, third overall in points per 100 possessions. So better than Phoenix in all of those categories. Not that big of a gap, but there is a pretty big gap on the defensive end. So that 10-game sample size, New York, fourth in opponent effective field goal shooting percentage. Phoenix way down there at 28th, while also ranking 29th in points allowed per 100 possessions. And these teams last played April 26th, and Phoenix did win that game by 8. However, New York led for the majority of that game. Phoenix didn't have a lead in that game until the 8:35 mark of the fourth quarter. The Knicks were actually within 3 points with about a minute left in the game. So I do like New York to keep that one inside of 7. Now, when you're thinking player props tonight, people are probably thinking, what's Giannis's number? What about Luka? I'm looking at Jakob Poeltl, guys. That's what people want, right? Jakob Poeltl props. So,
yes.
Points plus rebounds. I love this prop. Poeltl is sitting there at 17.5. He's going against the Sacramento Kings, who have no interior defense whatsoever. I think I could lay one in against them. So he played them back-to-back games at the end of March. He had totals of 26 and 28. And you look at Sacramento, 25th in points allowed in the paint over the last 10 games. Poeltl is, of course, San Antonio's top rebounder. So I like Poeltl to go over 17.5 points plus rebounds.
And Joe, arguably the most intriguing matchup of the night is Los Angeles. The Lakers will play in Portland. Lakers had a back-to-back. They played last night. Anthony Davis says he thinks he will play tonight, or he was confident he was going to play. I mean, who really knows? Had the back issue last night. That game has all kinds of implications because the loser is in the 7th seed. It has tiebreaker implications, so it will matter when we get to the play-in tournament here. Do you have a play on the game tonight, and what do you think of that entire situation moving forward as we approach the postseason?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I don't have a play on it because I'd have to know about Anthony Davis. But if I'm picking right now, the lean would definitely be Lakers plus +8. You take a look at Portland, and they're a team that's just incredibly inconsistent. They go on these stretches where they look fantastic. They're stringing together double-digit victories, or they're losing in situations where they're favorite and they should be winning. So I would lean Lakers in that spot at plus +8. You know, I think they're in a very desperate situation, especially after getting handed to them last night versus the Clippers. And the play-in situation is very interesting in the Western Conference. Not so much in the East. You know, you guys know I love the Wizards, but I'm not really interested in watching, you know, the Pacers getting after it in one of these playing games. But very, very interesting out in the Western Conference. And a lot of this for the Lakers, you know, it is what it is. It depends on player health. When can LeBron get back into the lineup? I think they're going to want to try to avoid that playing situation at all costs. We do see players complaining a lot about the play-in tournament, and I don't know, I'm kind of indifferent to it. I think that everyone knows that these regular seasons are too long, even in the NBA this season, only 72 games. But, yep, you know, do we really need 72 games to tell us who the true contenders are? So I think the Lakers will probably avoid that play-in situation, but I wouldn't mind seeing them in that spot.
With Joe Osborne of Odd Shark, let's transition over to Major League Baseball. Joe, how's your baseball season been going overall? And back to a full schedule for today. What are we thinking on this Friday?
I actually dug a bit of a hole for myself the first couple of weeks of the season. I was probably playing too high of a volume, but bounced back nicely here that we have more data that we can rely on and a few spots and trends. And there's a couple spots I like today. One underdog spot, and I think there's a few favorites offering pretty good value. So the underdog spot, Matt Harvey day, guys. Bettors used to know this day as the day you just automatically fade Harvey, right? Take whatever team he's playing against and just take them to win. But Matt Harvey day has a whole new meaning this season, guys. He has a 5-0-1 F5 record, making him baseball's most profitable first five-inning pitcher. He's up over 7 units on the season. So I think this pitching matchup, he's going against Eduardo Rodriguez. It's fairly close in this one. The numbers are pretty much in line for these two guys so far this season. Orioles, they're hitting lefties much better than righties. 10th in OPS versus lefties over the last 2 weeks with the third most home runs. And Rodriguez has been hurt by the long ball this season. So I like the Orioles there. First five innings, though, plus +137. I think that's a pretty good spot. White Sox, full game, minus -143. I was surprised to see them, but this number, gigantic edge on the mound with Rodon going against Brad Keller. So a 218 FIP versus 601. White Sox 4-0 and Rodon starts. KC not hitting left-handed pitching, 28th in OPS over the last 2 weeks. Chicago, pretty good versus righties. And the Kansas City bullpen has been an absolute disaster lately, so another spot where I think the White Sox can take advantage of. And then another first five spot, pretty good value, I think, on the Minnesota Twins. Minus -140 on the first five money line against the Tigers. Both starting pitchers have been bad, right? Shoemaker versus Skubal. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't watch a whole lot of Tigers baseball. But Shoemaker has been better. But the big edge does come at the plate. Detroit 29th in OPS versus righties. Minnesota 4th. Versus lefties. Minnesota also scoring a lot more in innings 1 through 5. So pretty good value on, like, people always think value and has to apply that to an underdog. Not necessarily. And I don't think that's the case on the MLB board today.
Yeah. Tough to ever consider backing a Detroit, by far the worst team in all of baseball. Joe Osborne, follow him on Twitter at JTF Oz, sports betting analyst for oddshark.com. Thank you, Joe. Best of luck this weekend.
Hey, man, thank you. Good luck to you, and good luck to all the listeners.
All right, we appreciate it, as always, Joe Osborne. Some good stuff there. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation with Jason Stark. Big news. I mean, you're in the St. Louis area, so I'm sure it was massive there just to find out that Albert Pujols gets the old DFA treatment.
I think everybody wants him to come sign here for a day.
Really? I wonder if that's going to happen. That's interesting. We'll see if he's good. There's some milestones he wants to hit. So we'll see if a team is willing to jump in. Jason Stark from The Athletic, senior baseball writer, will be next. Joe Ostrowski, Chris Ranji. Keep it locked into the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.